Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
It's the second Tuesday in the second full week back of work in January in the year 2026. We have a lot of ideas floating around our heads, a lot of plates spinning, balls in the air, other LinkedIn euphemisms. Just to give you a brief synopsis, if you aren't paying attention, we don't expect you to listen to every muttering that we make. We want to organise a trip to Prague for the playoff against Czechia for the World Cup. We think that'd be amazing. That's in development. We're also looking at breaking several world records all at once. The Guinness Book of World Records, we want to be in the edition, the latest one that comes out at the end of this year. That is in development stages. But this one feels immediate right now, as we would like to launch these for St. Patrick's Day. We've had iRadio jerseys before. They've run out. It is time to develop the Dave and Fionnuala jersey.
This is exciting. We like the idea of being on something wearable.
Mm-hmm.
We love the idea of show merch, let's be honest. We
Correct.
Have gone back and forth on this on what it could actually be. And we do think a Dave and Fionnuala jersey is a top choice.
No great radio show has survived without a piece of wearable merch. And that is where we're at right now.
But design has to be taken into account. And Dave has got the most creative mind you can ever imagine. Maybe trailing a bit behind in that regard.
I don't know about that now, Fionnuala.
When it comes to actual, like, designing what is essentially a piece of art, not to be too grand about it, don't think that's where either of our skill sets lie at the very start.
Yeah, we might be too self-invested. Since this is a Dave and Fionnuala jersey, we are missing a vital piece of the jersey immediately. You look at any sport, whether it is soccer, rugby, Gaelic football, hurling, camogie, shanty, you name it, the jersey requires a crest. We do not have a Dave and Fionnuala crest, and we don't even know what we should put on it. You look at Roscommon's, it's got a sheep on it. You look at Leitrim's, it's got a waterfall on it, Glencar waterfall. Donegal, the Hand of Ulster, or maybe it's got a red cross on it anyways.
Galway with the Galway hooker.
Yeah, you look at all the crests, they have something that means something to that county, that place. Same for football, soccer, etc. What should be on a Dave and Fionnuala crest?
We'd love to know what you think about this, because with bits and pieces running around our heads and thinking, oh yeah, are we linked to this or we love this? But we think you could actually really shine in helping us decide on our crest.
If you have the first thought that comes to your mind, don't even finesse it. Just give it to us. We need a base right now. What goes on a Dave and Fionnuala show crest? 087 1 102 107. Sarah?
If a Dave and Fionnuala crest doesn't have the tourist driving the Bop Bop baby bus, then what is the point?
Sarah, you're right. What is the point if the Bop Bop bus does not feature on the crest?
Yeah, it has to be there somewhere, doesn't it?
Philip, thoughts?
You did make a pizza back a while ago in Wootza, was it?
Philip, very attentive listener you are to the show. Go on.
What else? He could have the scan, like the hand up in the air as if he's waving out some bucky nose on the side of the road.
So a pizza scan going on the crest, potentially.
Yeah, Philip has a good read of the situation. Yvonne maybe going a little bit more generic with a simple laughy, chatty face. That's what she's thinking of when it comes to our crest. Thank you, Yvonne.
Is it our faces laughing, or is it taking an emoji that's already there?
Maybe we could come up with our own new emoji just to add another layer to it.
Hello, Sandra. I would keep it simple. The iRadio logo, DNF on top in a different colour, and then you could use small symbols like a microphone and headphones, etc. Just on the way home from a marketing exam. Well, didn't we get you at the right time, Sandra?
Oh, Sandra, best of luck with the results on that. That is a very promising idea from you there.
Gary, crest talk.
Here's an idea for you two messers.
Go on, go on.
Two hyenas, just laughing hyenas on the crest.
Thanks, Gary.
I'm going to take the intended compliment from that and maybe not so much the intended insult. Thank you, Gary.
If you have any idea, and I mean it could be the most basic first level, first thing that comes to mind, because that can usually lead to brilliance. Give it to us. What should be on a Dave and Fionnuala show crest that will go on jerseys? 087 1 102 107. Really appreciate your input on this, and it is an opportunity for you to take the piss out of us like every other day.
Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.